makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, September 10th, and every Wednesday we let you listen to what the opposing coach and an opposing player are saying about playing the Texans on Sunday. Today we'll hear from Coach John Harbaugh and linebacker Ray Lewis.
Flight 72.
This is Harbaugh's first year as head coach of the Ravens. He started out with a win against Cincinnati. Here's what he thinks about coming to Houston.
Well, I think if you look at their defense across the board, they are young, aggressive, talented outfit. They play extremely hard. And we've watched them through the preseason. We watched them in the last year. And just a really an up-and-coming group that we're very impressed with. Nico Ryan's obviously the sideline-to-sideline linebacker. Very physical. Started off on special teams, so he's got a special place in my heart. And you work right through the roster, obviously, with Williams and the rest of the guys. It's just an impressive group.
You've been in the NFC so long, now that you got to the AFC and you see Ray Lewis, what do you think, what impresses you the most about Ray, please?
You know, that's a great question. I've never been close to Ray other than maybe what all the fans had seen. You know, I've known some guys that knew him and spoke highly of him, but the thing that impresses me the most about Ray is Ray the man. You know, Ray can still play. I think when people watch him on tape, they'd be the first to say that. But Ray the man is just, he's a strong character, integrity-driven man. And he's a tremendous leader on a football team. And I have to say I admire him as a person. That's the biggest thing.
Was it scary to start a rookie quarterback? And is it better, do you feel better and more confident now?
I just think we didn't think of it like in terms of scary or confident or whatever. He was our guy because of the circumstances and the way it shook out. And we'd seen enough of him in the draft, obviously, and in practice to feel like he would be able to go in there and contribute to a victory, which he was able to do. And we just got to move on. He's got a long way to go and a lot of things to do to get better.
Hey, Coach, just a bit out of left field, but with this hurricane in the Gulf potentially hitting here midnight Saturday, do you have any contingency plans maybe to fly in here on Friday, or has the team thought anything about that?
Yeah, we got guys working on that. Our team president, Dick Cash, is working with the Texans and with the league. Our travel people, obviously, are working hard on that. So we're as a football team, we're practicing and preparing for a really good Houston Texans club. And then whenever they tell us we got to get on the plane and travel and wherever we have to go, that's what we'll do.
Hurricanes are something they have to worry about here a lot, but you don't. How do you keep your players from not talking about it and focusing on the game?
I think we've got a tough opponent. I mean, that's hurricane enough to get ready for, so I'm pretty sure our guys will focus on that.
You know, your defense was great and limited the Bengals' fewest yards since 2000. Can they be that good all the time as long as they're healthy?
Well, that's what we'll find out. You know, we got 15 more games plus the playoffs if we play well enough, but we'll find out.
Lewis has been to the Pro Bowl 9 times in his 13-year career, and he hasn't shown any signs of slowing down.
Hey, Ray, could you talk a little bit about, even though you watch offense, D'Amico Ryans has kind of patterned himself after you. What do you think about D'Amico?
I want to make sure I answer this honestly because I haven't watched him, you know, that much. Yeah, we always watch the offense side of the ball, of course. But, the plays that I have seen, the things that I have seen, I just like the way, you know, he hustles to the ball. You know, he really, you know, truly is a young guy who understands the ball. And in the brief time that I spent with him at the Pro Bowl, you know, he's just a humble guy. You know, he really loves to play the game, you know, and he understands the game. You know, when you come into the league that young and understand the game like that, I think he got a head start. So, I think he has a great, great, bright future in front of him.
How do you feel about a lot of young middle linebackers who, like, use you as their model for what they want to do in the NFL?
I think it's one of the greatest privileges, you know, you can ever have, you know. But, you know, one thing I tell them, you know, after, you know, I put God completely first, you know, the second thing I tell you is the only thing that follows work is results. You know, so, you know, my whole career, man, my whole coming from college, high school, I've always, you know, never been the biggest, fastest, strongest, but, you know, I always tell these young guys, don't ever let nobody outwork you, you know. So when these young guys do look up to me, man, you know, it's one of the greatest privileges, because it does show that all of the hard work that I do put in, you know, really pays off, because people really, you know, do pay attention to it.
You guys limited the Bengals to their fewest yards since 2000. Just how good can your defense be if you stay healthy?
You know what? That's always the thing around here, man. You know what? You know, I told people last week, you know, people say, well, is this defense getting this and getting that? You know, the bottom line is, you know, if when you start losing people, man, your chemistry starts to die and things like that, because you're trying to add this person in, trying to add that person in. But when you have the guys healthy, you know, like all the guys we had back last week, some of them weren't even expected to play, but then came out and played, man. Defensively, we can, you know, do what we always did, be 1, 2, or 3, and just really dominate people. And I think, you know, really overall, it is built because it's just a true togetherness. And God just, you know, truly blessed, you know, just to have that much talent on one side of the ball, man. So it's like real fun playing on our defense, but I truly believe if we stay healthy, we can do some great things.
After you saw what the Texans were able to do or not able to do against Pittsburgh, does that give you more confidence?
You know what? Honestly, not at all. And it's almost the same thing, you know, I told these guys here, you know, as we was kind of watching the film this morning. I'm like, look, every game, whatever it is over, you know. I don't care how good you play, how bad you play. The next game is up. And what I try to get them to understand is we're talking about a young team with some explosive talent over there. You know, Andre Johnson, I mean, I'm not biased. I know he's from the University of Miami, but he's one of those talents. He's one of those talents that you have to keep your eye on him, because he can hurt you. Then you know, you look at a guy like a Steve Slayton, you know, guys who they took, I think, late in the third round, things like that. So they have pieces, and they're getting young. You look at, Mario Williams from the outside. I just love the way he plays the game. I think he's one of the greatest talents, young defensive talents, you know, that we're going to see in the next upcoming year. So, I mean, when you look at what they have over there, they're a young team who's going to make some noise. So bottom line is, forget what they did last week. We have to understand how they're going to play us this week.
Do you see, Ray, similarities with the Super Bowl season and that rookie quarterback? Even though Trent was a veteran, you still relied so much on your defense. Do you see any similarities yet between the two seasons?
I kind of already gave the guys that, you know, kind of everything I see with it. And it's, what's scary is, you know, almost the same situations happen, you know, leading up into the opener and all of this, you know, who was going to be our starter, whether it was Tony Banks or, you know, whoever else. And, you know, this happened, that happened. And then, you know, next thing you know, Trent Dilfer is our starting quarterback like the fourth or fifth game. So, I mean, but I just truly believe, you know, if we stay healthy defensively, we're built to carry our team. You know, you take a guy like the young Joe Flacco, which everybody loves him, and I love him, I think, more than anything, just about his personality and his, yeah, he has a swagger about himself, but the kid has every tool, you know, to be good in this league. And like I told him, your job isn't to come and try to win games. Your job is to manage the game and let your defense, you know, control field position, things like that. So, I mean, when you think about those similarities, there are a lot of comparisons from our 2000 year.
Ray, they're trying to do what Denver did, and you've been in the AFC long enough to know what Denver does offensively. What do you think, what you've seen so far about the Texans' running game? Is it close to being what the Broncos have been?
You know what? If you really study it close, it's they're trying to emulate it. I don't think it's totally there yet, you know, because, you know, you look at those Denver backs that came through there. You know, they take one read and then it's downhill. You know, it's bottom line. And, you know, the Denver's line, you know, that chemistry, people were together for a good amount of time. So they kind of learn how to play off each other, play with each other, and things like that. And I think, you know, once the Houston Texans keep going and truly start learning that style offense, I think they'll start getting better too. But, you know, as you start to see it, you see a lot of similarities, but you know, when you've been in the business as long as I have, you just sit there and say, well, you know, they're not totally there yet, but they're trying to get there. But they're doing a lot of good things, I think, you know, really getting the ball off fast, really trying to create that tempo and things like that.
As always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out our Texans Today podcast. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up!